Today I'm showing you how to create your own affirmations audio track to manifest what you want and reprogram your subconscious mind. My name is Kath Kyle, and after manifesting my dream life, I'm now helping you to do the same. So I've got some things to help you do that in the description below. What I'm sharing with you today is the most effective way to manifest what you want. And the best way to do this is for your subconscious mind to hear your own voice making declarations as if they are true. I call these declarations brain stamps because they literally stamp your brain with new pathways, and these new pathways lead directly to your manifestations. Brain stamps are the most effective way to manifest because they are so much better than visualization, because you are able to get much more specific with your words than you ever can with your vision. There is nothing that you can't manifest specifically with your voice. And when you listen to other people's subconscious reprogramming audios, they're not always effective, because when you listen to them, you are listening to somebody else's voice, and it's not the words that you would actually use, and therefore your subconscious mind doesn't always believe that it's you who is making these declarations. Just because you hear somebody else say it doesn't mean that you will believe this is true for you. So that's why we are making our own track in our own voice. And there are so many benefits to making your own subconscious reprogramming audio track. These audios are much more effective than any other manifestation technique, because you can get very specific, and because your subconscious mind believes that it's true because you're the one speaking it. These audio tracks are passive, which means that you don't have to engage your brain as much, therefore it's much easier to use. It's like sitting down, relaxing, and just taking it all in. These audio tracks are perfect for manifestation on the move. If you're a busy person like me, you're always up and about doing this, doing that, going for workouts, looking after people, doing chores around the home, then these are perfect for you, because likely you don't have time to sit around and meditate for an hour a day. So I don't do that. I don't have time to sit around and meditate for an hour a day, but I squeeze in manifestation techniques into the busyness and into my lifestyle. Another benefit is all you need is your phone. Likely you've got a phone and you carry it around with you everywhere anyway. So if you've got a phone, then you'll be able to use the technique. You don't need a journal, you don't need a pen, you don't need to sit down. You simply just need your phone. And the very first time that I did this, I remember that within about a week, I had seen several of the things on my audio track manifest in my physical reality. I really started to believe that I was this new person. I had blurred fact with fiction, and I was now starting to truly believe in this new reality. So let's get started making your audio track. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to write down your brain stamps before you start recording. You can either use a pen or a paper, you can use your computer and print it out, or you can use your notes app on your phone. For your brain stamps to be effective, they need to sound natural, and they need to be something that you would say out loud to someone else if you trusted them wholeheartedly. Imagine that you had a best friend or a close family member that was so supportive of you that you could tell them anything and they wouldn't judge you, and they would completely accept what you were saying. Imagine that this person has asked you, how are things going in this specific area? And the specific area is the area in which you want to manifest. It's the thing that you want to manifest. So say if you wanted to manifest a new job, they would say to you, how's things going with your job hunting? Or how are things going at work? Answer them as if you've already got exactly what you wanted and more. So you might say something like, I have got the job of my dreams. It's amazing. They really appreciate me. I'm so supportive. I have the most fantastic boss. I'm left alone to do what I want. I feel so creative. I'm really enjoying my work. I just love what I do. I'm so well compensated. Everything that you have just said is a brain stamp. Your answer to your friend is your list of brain stamps. This is what you need to write down, and this is what you're going to record. You're not going to record the whole conversation. You're just going to record the answer to the question, how are things going? And you say, things are going amazing. So it starts with the things are going amazing. Now I'm going to show you exactly how to record your affirmations audio track on your phone. How often should you listen to your affirmations audio track? I suggest listening at least once a day, preferably twice a day. And where you should listen to these, I suggest that you listen to these when you're having idle mind moments. And these are moments where your body is doing something physical, but your mind is not really required. So you might be doing a workout, driving your car, cleaning your house, getting ready, cleaning your teeth, etc., etc. Just play your track as you are going through your everyday life. If you want to, put it on repeat, listen to it over and over again. How do you know when you have reprogrammed your subconscious mind? You know when you've reprogrammed your subconscious mind because if you were to imagine that your friend had asked you that same question, how are things going in this particular area? The first thought that pops into your mind is what you want to have rather than what you currently have. That's when you know you've reprogrammed your subconscious mind because it feels so real. You've created such a real memory, what I call a reverse memory of what you want to happen, that it feels like it already is happening right now. And it feels weird that your current reality hasn't caught up. You look around, you think, well, this isn't real. This isn't what I imagined. And that's the point where you want to get to, where you believe that you have already manifested what you want. Here are some mistakes to avoid. Don't use any brain stamps that make you feel bad in any way. If you feel negative about listening to something or it's making you doubt yourself too much, then switch it for something else. You don't have to be as specific. If it's really making you feel that bad, you could just use general affirmations, general brain stamps, like everything always works out so well for me. Everything's always fine in the end. Things that you can really get behind, general statements that it's difficult to argue against. Also, only use brain stamps to manifest things that you truly want yourself. Don't try and manifest things that you think you should have just because somebody else wants it for you, or you think you should have something. Well, I should do exercise every day, but I don't really want to. Then don't try and manifest something that you don't want to do because your heart won't be in it. And you won't even want to listen to the audio recording because it'll be just as painful as going for a workout that you don't even want to do. Make it fun, make it exciting, make it something that you look forward to indulging in. Here are some objections that you might have. What about if you hate the sound of your own voice? I can totally relate to you, and I think almost everybody else on the planet feels exactly the same way. And that's because when you're speaking out loud, it sounds different to what everybody else hears and what your audio recording is going to sound like. So it sounds weird, and you think, well, I don't really sound like that in real life, do I? So you just don't want to listen to it yourself. But I just want to encourage you to persevere because you do get used to listening to the sound of your own voice. I used to really hate the sound of my own voice. And after doing so many of these videos where I have to edit my own voice over and over again, I've just got really used to the sound of my own voice. So if I can do it, you can definitely do it as well. It just takes practice like everything else. What about if you think that you're not a great speaker? Maybe you don't speak very clearly. Maybe you don't speak clearly enough to be able to really hear the affirmations. So try very hard to speak more slowly. Try to speak more loudly. Try to exaggerate the tone of your voice. I have learned to do this through making these videos. When I'm speaking in everyday life, I don't speak like this. I don't just have a conversation like this. My volume is louder. My energy is greater. So that's what you need to do with your own audio affirmations. Really exaggerate it, and it might feel really stupid. It might sound stupid while you're doing it, but it will bring a lot more energy and enthusiasm and excitement to your recording. So when you play it back, you'll be much more excited to listen to it. And what about if you don't want anybody else to hear your audio recording? Here's what I suggest you do. I suggest that you put your headphones in, either put your phone in a pocket. I don't really have any pockets in my clothes, so what I like to do is I have a waist bag that I clip around my waist. I put my phone in the waist bag, and then I put my headphones in, and then I've got my hands free. I can go around the house doing my chores, doing whatever I like, while I'm listening to my audio recording, reprogramming my mind as I am hanging clothes up on the washing line. And here's how to take your affirmations audio track to the next level. If you want to put music on the background, if you want it to sound more professional, if you want to edit it, take out silences, record little sections again, have the ability to save it onto your phone in a different place or share it onto another section or save it somewhere else or record it as an MP3 so that you can upload it to your own mind movie, and even how to create a mind movie, which is video recordings with your audio affirmations track playing in the background. I show you how to do all of this in the Business Manifestation Club. We have a challenge this month, which is to go and create a professional audio recording, and that mini course is called Brain Stamping, and I walk you through the whole process on there. And I'm thinking about making this mini course for sale separately, so let me know if this is something you want, and if enough people say yes, I will change my description below and leave a link to purchase that in the description below. But otherwise, go to the Business Manifestation Club and you can get 7 days free to try it out. And if you want to learn exactly how to use affirmations the right way and how to create very effective brain stamps and avoid all the pitfalls that most people experience, then I have a video teaching you exactly how to do that, which will appear on the screen in a second. Leave a comment below letting me know, are you going to create your own audio affirmations? Have you already done this, and what was your experience? I would love it if you would like this video so more people can find it. And if you want to manifest more success in your life, then subscribe for more videos like this. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.